Congress hasn't quite found its rhythm yet for 2016, but Republican House and Senate members spent a couple of days in retreat last week, planning their legislative agenda for the last year of the Obama administration. We check in now with David Hawking, senior editor at CQ Roll Call. Quiet week. Senate only is in session, and they're not doing a whole lot, David, but we do have the House and Senate Republicans back from the retreat. Some clues as to what they're planning to do there or afterwards.
We do. The Republicans, they don't always meet together, the House and the Senate. But in this election year, they did get together. They went to Baltimore for a couple of days last week, and their main point of agreement was that they were going to try and do what Paul Ryan has said he wanted to do, which is essentially set the agenda for the Republican Party with a series of ideas, not necessarily legislation, but ideas that they're going to roll out this winter and spring. It's an important distinction to make. Paul Ryan has said that he doesn't think there's all that much point in lots of legislative wheel spinning for legislation that the president would just veto, but there is some point in rolling out some sort of blueprints that they would hope to essentially take the lead in driving their Republican presidential nominee to get behind them, to essentially get out in front of the Republican presidential nominee and hope that that person ends up falling in line with what Congress wants.
What would some of those legislative gambits be? Because in terms of the federal budget, that blueprint is already rolled out all the way through 2017.
Well, that's right. And in terms of actual legislating, I think it's important to stop and remind ourselves that is the one thing that they are, with each passing day, it sounds more plausible that the Republicans are going to spend, you know, a disproportionate amount of time this year trying very hard to do what hasn't been done in two decades, which is to move the budget process through from start to finish the way it's supposed to happen. The president's going to send up his budget on February 9th. I think it's either the day of or the day after the Iowa. It's going to happen either the day of or the day after the New Hampshire primary. There's some disagreement about whether they're going to actually write a budget resolution or just go straight into the appropriations process. The budget resolution is more of a political document than a governing document. Since, as you say, the spending caps have been set as of the spending deal from last year. Everybody knows the grand total in spending. They can essentially go right to work crafting these bills. The House has no trouble because of the way the House is structured and the way the rules are in the House. They can actually move through probably the 12 annual bills with some semblance of regular order. That's been an impossible task in the Senate in recent years, but Mitch McConnell essentially has said, the Senate Majority Leader, he's got, there's nothing else more important to do, and there really isn't in an election year, so he's going to give over a whole lot of time in the Senate to trying to move those 12 bills through and maybe get agreement with the House even before the election.
So that's a good piece of news for the federal bureaucracy, knowing that they won't have to deal with continuing resolutions, maybe you're less threat of that, and certainly with a government shutdown. Although, I guess that also must buy something politically, at least in the Republicans' view.
I think that's right. I mean, I think there's still, I don't want to be too optimistic. I mean, as I say, they with each passing day, they're talking more and more seriously and consistently about this, whether they'll be able to pull it off. You know, a lot can happen between now and September 30th at midnight. I think probably the odds that all 12 would get done by then remain less than 50-50, but closer to 50-50 than they have been in some time. I think what you're likely to see is some continuing resolution that will probably have to bridge from October 1st to the time after the election. What normally happens in election years is that the system does break down relatively early, and both sides essentially agree to postpone the budget process until the new president is in office so that he or she can shape the outcome. I think Republicans very much don't want to do it that way this year. I think they're going to work assiduously, if not successfully, to try and get the thing done before the election, or at least right after the election, and not hand it over to the new president.
And the past weekend brought a lot of news from Iran on the Iran front, return of what some people called hostages. in swap for some Iranians and so forth, and then the money will seem to be flowing from the United States from the years of sanctions back to Iran. Will this trigger any legislative activity that you see, or will people just simply say what they think about this particular set of events and we go on from there?
I think it will be mostly talk and not a whole lot of legislating. Chairman McCaul of the Homeland Security Committee is probably the most trenchant, punchy voice on the Republican side opposing this, and he'll probably make some effort to raise heck about this, but I don't think there's any way that Congress can move legislatively to undo this or even really shape it going forward.
David Hawkins is senior editor at CQ Roll Call. As always, thanks for joining me.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.